Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight. Now we have to tell if it's worth the fight.
Hello and welcome to a Thursday edition of the Weekly Conversation. I'm your host, Kyle, the man with the mic. Thank you all so much for tuning in wherever you are around the world. I want to get into this, you know, some developments with the coronavirus and all kinds of stuff. Who's at fault? Who's to blame? All kinds of stuff. You know, everyone's saying that, you know, we're going to demand that you have to vote from home. Okay, I don't think so. They're Democrats. I'll wear a hazmat suit if I have to, but I'm going to a voting booth and I'm going to vote. That's if we even have. I mean, oh God, that's so much bull crap. Nancy Pelosi is worrying about impeaching the president right now, or looking into it, getting a House committee to look into impeaching the president. If she's looking into impeaching the president, then how bad is this virus really? If her efforts are not about protecting her San Francisco citizens and her California citizens, if her priority is impeaching Trump, how dangerous is this virus really? You know, Mitch McConnell said that Trump is using an excuse that they were having million-dollar pens trying to impeach Trump. And that's why we didn't get into the coronavirus sooner and do more. Yeah, the CDC in November, we have proof, was looking for people to man quarantine centers. And their qualifications would have to be something that matches exactly what we need for this coronavirus. Interesting. There was no pandemic in November. There was nothing. Coronavirus is absolutely, most people probably haven't even heard of the China virus. And now, in November, why was the CDC looking for people for quarantine centers? Sorry, folks. Florida shut down. The moose outside should have told you. Yeah. Indiana's basically shut down, and there's tens of thousands of people out driving everywhere. But I guess tomorrow they're going to talk about, I guess Monday we're going to have new guidelines and all kind of more control. You know, Susan Rice, you know, Donald Trump has problem with strong women of a particular color. Really? Amid this COVID-19 pandemic, cannabis is soaring in sales. And how many people have you heard have the pandemic in Amsterdam or Jamaica? You never hear about how many people have COVID-19 in Jamaica or Amsterdam. Wonder why. I mean, you never really hear about anyone dying from it personally. You never hear of, like, well, Joe Diffie died from it. And I remember reading, like, the first, like, National Guardsman died from it. I don't remember his name because I just saw that. I'm like, wow. Besides Joe Diffie, that's the first article that said, like, somebody, like a specific person died. Not like it is, where, other than that, like, people have called into Rush Limbaugh going, where's the body count? Where are the photos? Where are the people? Where are the names of the victims who have died? Where are the victims? Where are the, That and some Premier League news and stuff. And I want to thank you all for tuning in to the conversation. I hope you feel a part of it. There is a PayPal link. None of this is free. You know, so think about that as you're going through your day to day. And, you know, and I want to tell you something. I'm going to tell you something. Samuel 7:22. How great you are, O sovereign Lord. There is no one like you. We have never heard of another God like you. Think about that as you're going through your day-to-day. And, you know, I want to do a disclaimer. And I know people are going to be, oh, you're cliche. This is a disclaimer, okay? Because I want people to realize this. Because, you know, I'll get cut and pasted. And then there'll be two, oh, you know, he said, you know, this is, I'm tired. That's, you got to listen to the whole Trump speech. Or the whole five-minute segment. Not little cut piece CNN thing. You don't, I'm tired of the state-run media in this country cutting and pasting so they can get their view across, so they can get the view across instead of the truth. I'm tired, you know. This coronavirus is a real virus. I call BS on the fact that they're, okay, folks, you're going to need to get 8 million rolls of toilet paper. Every American should have at least a 10-year supply. Oh, yeah. Sanitizer, you need to buy as much as you can get. Okay? Go to Sam's Club. They have, like, wipes. Buy as many wipes, alcohol wipes as you can get. Get, like the Clorox cleanup wipes. Get like, cases of them. Okay? I call BS. Let me tell you something. And if kids are listening, you might... Just might hear some stuff you don't want to hear. But you know you're getting older when you look at the commercial on TV. Because you made fun of that product when you're a kid. Now, you get that product right here. What a relief. Wow. Wonder if it works. The stuff you used to make fun of, now you wonder... Does this stuff work? Me and my wife over Christmas were nearly, it was coming out both ends. I had stomach flu, the regular flu, bronchitis. I had a sinus infection turned into pleurisy. My wife had the same stuff. We had the regular flu. The regular flu kills way more people than the coronavirus. Way more worse. Where's our stimulus check for the flu? Where was the hoarding of toilet paper from the flu pandemic that happens every year? Where's the 10,000 gallons of sanitizer people are hoarding and all the Clorox wipes? Where's all that stuff? Where was, because we almost died from it. I had a buddy of mine that was like, I was expecting to have your mom call me, telling me this is when the viewing is. Kyle, I want you here. That's how bad the flu was. But I guess flu lives don't matter. Nope. Everyone that's died from the flu, no one cares about them because it's all about Corona now. It's sad that Joe Diffie died. It's sad that there are people who have died from this. But I call BS on the fact that they're, oh my God, when did Trump know about it? Because if this virus is that deadly and that dangerous, why is Nancy Pelosi coming up with a House committee to try to impeach Trump again? If this is really that bad, why isn't she trying to save her people in San Francisco, in her district? Why is she more concerned about impeaching Trump, putting $25 million in the effing Kennedy Center? Why? Why? Why is she trying to put money for Planned Parenthood if this virus is so bad? She should be trying to make sure that this stimulus package is the best for Americans. Now, I kind of look at this stimulus check as the cheese in the mousetrap. Yeah, I'm going to be grateful for that money, but at what cost? Yeah, because when the mouse gets that cheese, bye-bye. You know, if the Purdue chickens and the Tyson chickens knew what would happen at the end of the feeding, hey, I don't think if they knew what was really going to happen to them at the end, they probably won't be taking that food. They'd be trying to find a way out of that chicken coop. Someone is behind making sure the stimulus check happened. Not that Trump was the one that, hey, we need to get people some relief so they can help them out so we can keep this country going. We need that. Trump was the one that wanted to do the stimulus bill. But remember, that's not Trump. Trump was building an economy by the people, for the people, not via the government. All these people, socialism to save the day. I feel like there are people manipulating this country, especially through this virus, to get people like Trump to do things that they normally wouldn't do, that they're not, you know. How do we get people reliant on the government again? Where's all the people in China that were from Hong Kong with the Hong Kong flags waving them? No, they weren't waving Hong Kong flags. They were waving that flag right there. That flag. That racist flag the Chinese people were waving. American flag, that racist flag, because to everyone else in the world, that means freedom. Go to China now. They can literally, they have, thanks to Bill Gates, now they have very, very sophisticated monitoring systems with security cameras, and they can basically tell every citizen where they are and what they've done. So if you do something that you're not supposed to, they can come back and say, hey, because of our monitoring, we know you opened up your front door and took one step out. You can't do that, and they'll arrest you because you violated the lockdown.
Well, it came out today. Three of the doctors, I knew about one doctor. Two doctors supposedly have invented this in China are dead or missing. I don't know.
There's so much.
Don't know what to think.
There's just so much misinformation going out, and it's hard to. Like I said in the beginning, if this is this dangerous of a thing, we need to have a committee set up, not to help Americans, but we got to impeach Trump. Like, if this virus is really that dangerous and that deadly and that bad, how is spending our tax dollars setting up a committee to try to impeach Trump again? How can that be justified? How is that deemed essential?
Do you think the Democrats in this country helped China?
Yes. Oh, yeah. I believe that wholeheartedly. Why would the CDC be sitting there? Oh, we're hiring for people way back in November, so that we're gonna have quarantine sites. We need people to help out, and the qualifications match exactly what's needed for this coronavirus, 100%. Somebody knew something was coming. Somebody had that coronavirus, the COVID-19. That was developed in North Carolina. Do your research. Do your homework, like I do. People need to be.
In China, not North Carolina.
No, that's where it was. That's where, and then they Obama sent it over.
Okay. You're talking about that.
Yeah, it was from North Carolina. And guess who's invested in that lab and all that stuff? And especially the one over in China, Bill Gates. Guess who has now sophisticated monitoring systems for the people to control where they go and what they do and what they see? China does. What do you think they got all that, Bill Gates? A lot of these billionaires like Bill Gates and stuff, they love George Soros. How can any American like Mark Zuckerberg support a man who's admitted he wants to take down America? He wants to see it fall apart and collapse. How can you support that? You want to have the dollar collapse?
How money because they have the technology and the equipment, and they think they're very important to this person, where they will be relevant. They will be part of his
regime,
and that they will be okay, and they will have power. That's how. They don't care.
Yeah.
That's the only honest answer.
Yeah, that's the only thing I can think of either. Yeah, you said exactly what I did. I just thought maybe you'd have, I mean, it'd be hard to have a different answer, but yeah. But yeah, I totally agree. I totally agree. And like when we had the speech from, like they had like the coronavirus update, I swear those, the questions seemed like when Hillary Clinton gets asked a question and you see a reporter handed a question and he reads the thing. Wow, that's a really, I really trust that journalism. I'm just saying. You know, I don't really trust a journalist question when one of Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama's people hand them a piece of paper. That's what you're supposed to ask. You know, the virus is real. I'm doing another disclaimer. The virus is real. I don't think it's this shutdown, lockdown thing when, oh yeah, I want to get into this because that word, that I don't understand this. Okay, because coronavirus, since January 1st of this year till March 25th, same timeline, nothing's changed. 21,000 deaths. That makes me sick that people have died from it. But where's the pandemic? Because the seasonal flu has 113,000 deaths. Malaria, what about that pandemic? Because 228,000 people have died. Suicide has 249,000 people have died since January 1st. Traffic fatalities, almost 314,000 deaths. HIV and AIDS, 391,000 deaths. Alcohol-related deaths, top 581,000. But that's nothing, because smoking-related deaths in this 3 months are 1,162,000. Cancer is 1,909,000 deaths. Smoking was 1,162,000 deaths. I think I said it wrong. May have. Deaths attributed to starvation is 2,382,000. Deaths by abortion is 9,900,000. You know? But just go to the top two, the top three. Seasonal flu's killed more people. Malaria's killed more. So where's the pandemic with it? Where's the pandemic with the seasonal flu? My wife almost died from it. Where's that? I had a friend that was hospitalized. Yeah, she was. And she got the flu shot too, so don't worry. She was safe. The flu shot covers one strain and she got the other. I'm not making light of deaths. I'm making light of the bull crap that they're trying to shut everything down and lock everything down or close everything down. And you know, this virus is so bad that, folks, we need to, I've got a committee set up because we're going to look into it, because you're going to have to vote from home. Yes, you're not going to be able to go in November. You're not going to be able to vote. You want a cure for this coronavirus? You want a cure for the lockdown? Hello, I'm President Trump, and with an executive order, I am stopping the election process as we have it now. I deem it imperative that I stay in power indefinitely until this pandemic ends. I guarantee in 2 days, miraculously, the spreading has stopped. They would have a cure instantly. New York finds stockpile of medicine that actually cures the coronavirus. Mark my words. Well, we got to find out what Trump knew, when he knew about it, what happened, because, you know, I mean, this virus is so bad that we gotta set up a committee. We gotta spend our resources trying to impeach Trump instead of trying to help these people. Trump isn't doing enough. It's being said by the same idiots that are trying to set up a committee to waste their time in trying to impeach him again. It's called double secret impeachment. If you can't see the irony in that, Trump didn't do enough to stop the coronavirus, and he's not doing enough, but we're going to try to set up a committee and spend our time trying to impeach him, but he's not doing enough. If you don't really see the irony that the people that are saying Trump isn't doing enough aren't doing anything at all because they're too worried about trying to impeach him and trying to put abortion stuff in a stimulus bill and trying to put stuff for the Kennedy Center and trying to have gun control in the stimulus bill, permanent stuff, Planned Parenthood funding. Yeah. If you think the coronavirus is real, and it's a real threat, not that it's not real, that it's a real threat, that this lockdown is truly warranted, then you should be outraged for them trying to impeach Trump. To anybody out there, liberal, that says, that doesn't think Trump's done a good job handling this, and he should be impeached. So you're supporting people that are basically wasting their time trying to impeach a man instead of trying to help in the fight? Yeah, the ventilators. Huh. Who knew we had thousands of them in this warehouse? Oh, I totally spaced it. Even though 5 minutes ago I was blaming Trump. Where's our ventilators? Oops. Wake up. They're playing you. They're playing you. They are. This government's playing you. Something tells me someone's making sure people get a stimulus check, aka not Donald J. Trump, through the virus, and they're trying to get us dependent on government again. The very government people around the world were standing up against and still don't trust today. Yeah, I wrote, that's basically what I wrote. CBS even admits to using footage from Italy in New York City coronavirus report. They weren't showing scenes from America when they're talking about reporting about the New York City crisis. They're using Italy footage. Why would that be? If New York is so bad, why aren't they using New York footage? Why do they have to use footage from Italy? And they admit it. This is not fake. This is not, well, these guys can use it. I'm gonna look it up on Snoop. That's the New York Post reporting that CBS News admitted that they used Italy footage when they were reporting about New York City. That's another reason why I call BS. Why do they have to use Italian footage about the coronavirus if New York is so bad? If New York is so bad and the pandemic is so bad, why do they have to use another country's footage to pretend it's New York? Why? I'm asking for a friend. A buddy of mine is asking a question. I'm asking for a friend because I want to know. There's just so much. 2 and 2 is equaling 5 right now, and maybe that's okay in this new math that they have. What's that math that they have now? That the kids are learning, like that socialism math that makes no sense?
Oh, Common Core.
Common Core math, yeah. You know?
If I had kids in school, I wouldn't go. See, I couldn't have kids in school because I wouldn't want to do that. But, no, look. This is bull crap what they're trying to teach you. I would do that about history. This is the true history of this country.
Yeah.
Of socialism, of communism.
Yeah, I think that's, I'm glad.
We have AOC. That does not that explain why you need better education.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. Well, I think, well, it's already been proven that she was like a science experiment. Let's see. Let's find the most craziest, lunatic, most mentally insane person that we can escape from the mental institution, and let's get her elected into politics and see if people buy what she's saying. And a lot of people in her district don't, like, I don't support her. How she got elected, we have no idea.
Well, I don't think she's going to get reelected.
No, I don't think she is, but there's a lot of people that question how did she even get. Because they went around in her district and found like at least 12 people that don't understand that, like, I'm Democrat, but she's not. She needs to be in a hospital, locked up in a padded room with a white coat.
Well, she can have her friends, Hillary, Nancy, and all of them with her.
See, this is what I found out, Democrats. That once you get the virus, you're immune. So we need to have, like, coronavirus catching parties. We'll have, like, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama. We'll have Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer. We'll put you in a room with people so you can get infected.
I don't know. I didn't share it. But the Hodge twins shared a video. There was, and it was, like, a couple hours ago. So either today or yesterday, I don't know when this video came up, but these people didn't care about the pandemic or the stay-at-home order, and they were having a huge birthday party for a one-year-old. And the police came, and they were just, and yes, they were black, and they were, cussing out the police, and why are cops showing at a one-year-old birthday party, and you guys leave from just coming back? I mean, I don't understand.
I understand.
No, I understand why they did what they did and stuff. I don't understand how there's not more of that.
Now, what do you mean? Because I see it as, oh, we're black. You're just doing, I mean, if we were white, you wouldn't bother. So you just let us have our party. But we're black, so you're.
Well, no, I don't understand how there's not more people saying, look, this is bullcrap. We're not going to social distance. Of course, the church,
yeah.
Their pastor got arrested because, where was that?
Florida. Mega church.
Yeah, because he still had Sunday service.
Yeah.
He did not force some people to come. He just said, hey, we aren't going to have service.
Yeah.
He never forced them to come.
Yeah. Yeah. Where does... Okay. Show me... See.
That's
see.
What I don't understand is why people... And even Rush has said this on his show. And I was thinking this. Would you stop that? We're going to watch it.
Go ahead. No, just...
What I don't understand is why do people give into this? You know why? Because part of it, I don't understand. But part of it, because I have clients who all they do is listen to MSNBC and CNN and or NBC or CBS. And all these news people do, every show starts up, well, we know everybody's fearful, mama. I'm okay.
I'm not fearful.
I know where my salvation is. If I was to die from this, I know where I'm going.
Amen.
I don't have to worry about that. I'm not worried. Do I want to die? No. I'm not. I don't. That's why if you live, if we don't watch crap like that in this house.
No way.
We know where our hope lies.
Amen.
I don't understand why people are letting the news people make them think that they're smarter than them. I'm sorry. Cuomo, especially Maddow, Cooper, they don't have, I have more intelligence in my little thinking than all three of them together. And that Cuomo, that Chris Cuomo,
yeah,
who's a journalist, I'm sorry, I'm ranting. I'm sorry, I'm taking up your
No, go ahead, okay. Please. No, you're on point.
He was a lawyer before he became a journalist. That's how he learned how to lie so well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm. But that's like I've said before, and I've told a million times, what's going on? Because everyone on Facebook is bragging that there's no toilet paper anywhere. Like, what the heck?
Amen, Aunt Esty.
And thank you, Aunt Esty, $1 million. Yeah, this is to prepare you for Bernie Sanders or Joe Biden. But that's
or they're wanting Cuomo, Governor Cuomo. They're wanting him to win. Get rid of Biden and just give it to him.
And see, but I have to watch some.
You don't do it when I'm around because I can't handle it.
No, but I do for my show. I have to lie. Like if there's a gun shooting and there, I have to see what BS they're saying on the other networks. I trust me, it hurts my head. But I guess they were saying that, oh, with the coronavirus, you can get diarrhea. Well, me and my wife, it was coming out both. It was coming out both ends.
We were both on the toilet, had the garbage cans in front of us.
And I'm telling you what did we go through? Like two rolls of toilet paper in 14 days between both of us? And there's people.
We went through 6 boxes of Kleenexes and about 4 things of toilet paper.
Maybe. In 14 days. Bathrooms. Yeah,
yeah,
from both.
About 14 to 21 days. About
yeah,
2 to 3 weeks.
Yeah, and there's people
I got
getting
it first,
and that's the problem.
Next.
People are buying like, okay, this is a 72 count roll and I'm getting like 10 cases.
Yeah. We went through more Kleenex than anything.
Yeah, because we were blowing our nose every 5 seconds. But we didn't even go. I mean, I went last night on several websites because I want to get a life straw. They're like $19, and I could literally go out to the pond right out here, put the straw in and drink out of it, and it's 100% safe.
I don't know if I believe that.
Oh, yeah, it is.
I don't know if I trust.
Oh,
I've
seen it done.
I just don't know why I trust anymore.
Oh, I've seen it.
The only thing I really trust is you and the Bible. That's it. I'm sorry. That's just.
This is a conservative guy that made this. And he's actually taking, here's a water sample. This will kill you if you drink the water, and he drinks out of it. And he goes, they used to have this on Glenn Beck's program and stuff back when they used to support the Patriot Supply Company. Now, all those freeze-dried food companies, some of them have, okay, if you've already placed an order 3 weeks ago, it's 3 months minimum before you will even get processed. Most of them are so backed up, they're not even taking orders.
What did I say exactly that you like, Craig? I'm just curious.
You don't trust anything but me and God.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you, Craig, but it's the truth.
I don't know if I didn't feel God in my heart and believe what he's found,
yeah,
that what it said is true, if I would believe that. I was raised in it. I've seen it work. I know what the Bible says is true.
There's no way in a million years me and my wife could ever put together my dentist, because I had, what was it, like 1,500 matches on eHarmony? No, like 1,200.
Something like that.
I was on Match. I was on eHarmony. I was looking everywhere. Plenty of Fish, you name it. My dentist goes, that's because you're trying to find a wife. I said, well, I need to. Well, it's not your job. You got to give it to God. And what did Melissa do? Same thing I did. I have to love myself before I can love anyone else. And I gave up. And we met each other.
Yep.
Not even in the same state, but, you know.
Yeah.
That's how it goes. I mean, but what's creepy is back in the 90s, like 88, 89, 90, 91, I was going with the Boy Scouts up to Michigan, to Kalamazoo, like basically where a bunch of where she lived. And I mean, I was like, I drove by a girl that's my sister. Many times I went to Western Michigan hockey game one time, and you were at that game. They won like one game that year in like 89. And I was at that one game. They won like one or two games the whole season. And they went, I mean, the place was packed, and people were like, you were there in 89. Yeah. They won like two games that year, like one game. It was like the biggest.
Well, and that, yeah. They hadn't started that long before that either. That's not that old of a hockey team.
Yeah, and it's like, holy cow. And I'm like, well.
But, yeah. So I know that. I know what I see with my eyes, I can believe.
Yeah.
I know that is basically, I don't, the government.
Oh, I've never trusted it.
Well, you know, I haven't either, and we've had this discussion. I don't trust the government, never wanted the government in my life. But I tell you what, if stupid people, like, this is showing me how stupid people are.
Yeah.
They're going to go to the store and hold toilet paper and hand sanitizer and all of this. How stupid are you? They wasn't a shortage in this country, and there wouldn't have been a shortage in this country if you hadn't worked.
No, there wouldn't have been a shortage if you wouldn't have had the media fear-mongering. And, well, Trump, I got to ask you a question here because, this drug, are you trying to put false hope into people? Because people are going to die. This drug, what, like 1% of the time works? And your fear, you know.
Amen, Chris.
You know, maybe this is a time, now that you're at home, we can have prayer back in schools because schools are home now. Remember, the teacher is just to help the parents. See, if I was a parent right now, I'd be like, let me tell you something. You're not teaching my kid this. This is bull crap. I love history. I'm a history buff. This is bull crap.
I could imagine your dad. They don't teach you something. If they were to teach you guys something that he knows is not true.
Yeah. Oh,
I'd feel sorry for that teacher.
I'd be like, okay, my son, okay, if you're gonna the Trump shirt, that ain't coming off, okay. And if he's gonna take that off, my attorney's gonna be calling back. Who does he talk to? I'm calling him right now on another phone. Who does he talk to? If you're gonna make him take off that shirt, you're gonna have a attorney up your ass. Bring it. Okay, because tomorrow, not only is he going to have a Trump hat, he's going to have a Trump shirt, Trump shoes, he's going to have Trump tattoos.
Trump pants.
Yep. His face is going to be the American flag with Trump.
You know, I will say this. I'm not one for big. You know, this is very true. I don't go and just spend money on stupid stuff. It's generally on stuff we need.
Mm-hmm.
I even try to be cheap with that.
Yeah, you're Dutch.
Well, I tell you what, after what Mike Lindell from MyPillow did, not only am I going to buy me a pillow, I don't know about buying you a pillow, only if you want, not going to force you. I'm buying a couple of sets of his sheets. I'm supporting American business, not a big business, not a little business, a medium-sized business, but a business that stood up and helped America. And what did he tell us? Look, let's use this time to get into our Bibles. Get closer to God.
God.
The business I'm going to support.
Amen. That's what we need. Okay, folks, you got all this time at home? Put on the auto Bible. Let it play while you're cleaning the house. If you're, and then when you're lying down, read. Pick a scripture and just start, just. I have people that swear by this, that they'll take the Bible and they'll flip through the Bible and they'll point their finger at it every day, and they I have two friends that swear that when they've been lost and they were about ready to end their life or something, that scripture like was exactly what they needed at that time.
We learned in my church in Kalamazoo to take the Bible and flip it open and go like this, and that scripture will either speak to you or speak where you're going. Speak where you're at or speak where you're going.
Yep.
The Bible is the only book I can read and I learn something new every time I read it.
Yeah.
The Constitution is not a living document, but the Bible is.
Yep.
But yet it doesn't change.
Yep.
People can write different versions of it. They can change it that way. That's between them and God when that happens. But the Bible, it says what it says and it does what it does.
Amen. And that's what's going on. I mean, that's...
And I'm sorry, I'm ranting.
Oh, no, because what you're saying, because that's it. Well, let me get this straight. So the Constitution is like just over 200 years old and it's outdated and it's not, the 2,000-year-old Bible, that is rock hard concrete, that it's a diamond. It's never going to change. What it says today has meaning and never, I mean, you need to get back into the Bible. I mean, we go to church after this, we got Bible study.
Online.
You can still, it's amazing how many people, like Steve Vai is doing live stuff from his studio. Why isn't he doing stuff like that all the time? Why isn't, like, Trey Anastasio has, like, a camera, and he's, like, in his studio playing from Trey Anastasio Fish. Okay, where all these people, like, yeah, this is a, yeah, we're going to play a concert for you because why don't people do that anyways?
Money.
Yeah. Oh, because if I wasn't locked down, I'd be charging someone in a club. You know, we need to come together in this time. If they're going to lock us down and they're going to try to control us, then we need to stand up and say, I don't buy this. There's just too much, you know. I want to ask, like, Eric, I'm going to try to get into one of those COVID press conferences with Eric Holcomb and say, well, if this pandemic is so bad, then why are the Democrats spending their precious time, instead of helping people, setting up a committee? Because we need to figure out, because I know Trump knew something. 10 years ago, Trump had to have known that this coronavirus was going to...
I call our Senator Mike Brown all the time.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to call him and ask him.
Yeah.
I'm going to call him and I already called. I don't know if they'll let me talk to Nancy anymore or leave a voicemail. Last time, I don't know if I used anything but four-letter words, because this has really pissed me off. And...
Yeah.
Breathe. But I'm going to ask Senator Mike. I go, you know what? I want to know. And I want something done. Something has to stop them.
What I would do is...
If the other people in government, the other side, the Republicans, don't get a backbone and don't do something, we, the people with guns, are going
to do something.
We have to. Something has to stop it.
What you should have done if I was you and I would have called Nancy Pelosi, I would have said, well, I live in California and all I see is Nancy Pelosi trying to impeach Trump instead of help us. We're in dire crisis.
Before she was doing the impeachment, this was just about how she said how bad of a job he was doing, but yet, he didn't react fast enough, but yet. He had to react to her impeaching him. Do you not remember that before Christmas and New Year's, the Senate, after January, the Senate was for 2 weeks, couldn't have done anything about this anyway because they were in impeachment trial.
Yeah.
Before that, you had three and a half freaking years of them trying to do nothing but take the man down.
Yep. See, I would have called them as a citizen of California and said, hey, I live in San Francisco, and all I hear them doing is now they're trying to set up a committee to impeach Trump, and my community is falling apart. What is Nancy Pelosi doing in California right now to help me as a California citizen in San Francisco, because I don't see her helping us.
Exactly.
And I'd love to see what their response is. I mean, not that they're going to have a response.
Yeah, she's just crazy, period. Much less when she can talk and she's sober.
Yeah, she's retarded. She is. I mean, all right, but I'm looking into it. I got a committee here. We got a committee, and we're going to we got to find out because I know Trump knew something, so we got to find out when he knew about this. Oh, he can't take high virus, but Trump knew something, and we need to find out.
Corona. I'm just saying.
Maybe she named the virus because that's what she drinks. I don't know.
Who knows?
But this is...
I like the fact, though. I like it. China. Because that's where it came from.
China. It's called the China virus because that's where it comes from. Oh, I don't know if you know this, but Democrats are really mad. They're furious in California because I guess they just busted in an underground tunnel $30 million of illegal drugs. And Democrats, of course, they're going to be furious because they were going to funnel that money and deal it. And now that, you know... Yeah, $30 million. Because I don't know if I talked about this on Tuesday, that they said that when they had the Katrina issue, when Katrina happened, they were lacking and lightening up restrictions so that you could get supplies easier into NOLA, into New Orleans. And they said that people were saying, under the table, that there were cargo ships loaded with drugs because, hey, they were just trying to get supplies in, and they just assumed this big cargo ship is full of supplies. Sure it is. Hundreds of tons of methamphetamine, cocaine, heroin, PCP, all that stuff. And they were letting it go. I love Esty. You are the best. My Aunt Esty, I love her to death. She is awesome. Democrats need to call Sam Bernstein.
1-800-CALL-SAM.
1-800-CALL-SAM. Oh, hello, God. Welcome back to the 1-800-CALL-SAM studios. Democrats, you need to call.
Oh, wow.
Taxpayers wouldn't get paid. if you understand, some people will get.
You understand? It's like the hammer here in Indiana. Mm-hmm. You got
Call the hammer. You've been hit by a semi. Call the hammer.
It's the same thing. With
you hit a Jeep. Call the hammer. You got run over by a Hot Wheel, call the hammer.
It's the same thing.
Yeah, it's totally. Yeah, because in Indiana, everywhere you go, they have like, were you involved in a semi-truck accident? Call the hammer.
You can see the call when the 100 signs, call Sam.
Oh, yeah,
from
everywhere.
From Calgary to Detroit.
Oh, I know.
94, you'll see billboards.
Yeah, because they actually sponsor the Detroit Tigers. Whenever you watch the game, every commercial, every like intermission between innings is nothing but Call Sam commercials. It's bad. Hello, welcome to the Call Sam post-game show from the Call Sam studios. And I'm like, I hear the word Call Sam when they do the Detroit Tigers. I thought I was watching a Tigers game. What the heck?
Cat's not practicing social distancing. Well, he's about the only one in this house who is.
Oh, it's funny because there are like people at in the cafeteria where they're making out like, it's okay, we're married, so we don't have to social distance. And they're sitting there like they're like all over each other, you know, not just like huggy kissy kind of thing, like fun stuff, not like serious.
Probably because they're the only ones in the cafeteria.
Because there's like two couples that work there, so they can. There are couples that work there, but like one works the night shift and one works the morning shift. Because where I work, we're having to change all our, because like we make. medicines that are vital right now. And so, okay, now that they only have the bare essential people there that are doing, like, we only have people in there that are, like, doing the actual medicine making and doing the microbiology and actually doing the molecule production and stuff like that and the fermentation. So only the bare essential people are there. So they have the belief, there's belief that, hey, if they go out, they could possibly contaminate each other. They want to keep the cafeteria open as long as possible. So we'll have to wait and see. If it continues to where we're not doing enough business, we may have to cut the cafeteria. I hope not, but we'll see. I mean, we got to give this to God and put him in charge and say, hey, you know, my big anthem right now is I've been listening to For King and Country's Joy, you know. This is the storm, mega storm, hurricane, everyone dies. Yes. Well, you know, and I choose joy. You know, I worked at a assisted living community for like 15 plus years, and that was our motto, choose joy. And that's what I try to do, you know, because, and I think people need to wake up. And I think people need to say, okay, I'm gonna go out and live my life, but I'm gonna be smart at the same time. You know, just because I go to Walmart, I go to Meijer, I go to the Fresh Time, or I go to the Sunspot Natural Market, I'm gonna be smart. You know, I'm gonna wash my hands like you're supposed to all the time, like I've done for a myriad of years. If someone coughs near me, I'm going to step back. Hopefully they're going to cover their cough. Not because of the coronavirus or the flu, because that's what you do. You don't just sit there and sneeze and, oh, I got it on you. No one told me I'm supposed to cover my nose when I sneeze. Oh. Ooh. Wow. That's what a Kleenex is for? Huh. Who knew? I mean, I swear, because of this virus, people are literally like, that's how you wash hands? Like people literally get, I felt like, like they didn't know how to do it. Or they just don't want to. But yeah, I love that song too. For King and Country Joy, that's amazing. I love it because that's what I choose. You can be down and out, and you can still choose joy. I know where I'm going. And my grandma, who's not around anymore, always believed that things happen for a reason. God has a purpose of why he's doing this. Why this is happening. Like Mama Ruth, I don't think she would get it. She wouldn't like, what the heck? Mama Ruth wouldn't get it. She'd be like, what do you mean clothes? What the heck? You know, when I grew up, you drank, you know, you didn't have all these provisions. You didn't have sterile everything. You drank out of a water hose. Yeah.
But yet, your mom and dad, Mama Ruth and them lived in a tent where their parents lived through the Great Depression. My parents were born in 43. They were raised with parents. My dad, his parents were split up, and well, not then, but they were raised with the Great Depression. You know, they saved. They can't.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't go out to eat. They cooked. They had, my grandparents in West Virginia had a, they'd be so mad if I can't remember the name of it, a smoke room. My aunts in Ohio still have this. It's a smoke room where they smoke meat. They preserved it and stuff, and they kept it. They just didn't, whenever they were willy-nilly, I don't have it, someone run to Walmart. No. They either made it, cut it, killed it, raised it.
Yeah.
They did that all themselves. It was a different time.
Oh, I know people that can now, but they can like tomatoes, and they make sauerkraut, and they make like some potatoes, but they don't can enough to supply everything to eat.
Well, my grandma Rainey, they would have cannon parties. Well, they lived in a house,
mm-hmm.
and all were family. They'd have, I mean, my mom and we would go to West Virginia, and we would come back with green beans, corn, canned corn, and this is canned, not from a store.
Oh, I know what you mean.
Tomato, green beans, corn, peppers, tomato sauce, just about anything you could imagine, my grandma, when we...
Like, if I would have taken you out to Marvin's farm when he was alive, they could probably fill five-gallon buckets full of tomatoes after they canned everything they could possibly can.
Yeah. I mean, she gave everybody, her family, people in her church. If my grandma and my aunts and my mom, and on both sides, both of my grandparents, if you knew my grandmothers, both of them, you did not go hungry.
Yeah.
If you knew them, you did not go hungry.
Mm-hmm.
You walk into their house, you better walk in hungry, because you won't walk out hungry, and you will eat.
Well, see, I got about just over 2 minutes left, but like when I grew up, like when my mom grew up, every place you went, like if you went to four houses, you better sit down, because you're going to have a full meal.
Mm-hmm.
At every place you went. See, but I grew up in an era like we have Arnie's Pizza where I live, and I love it. And that was maybe twice a year we did that. Now there are people that every Wednesday, that's their thing. They go get an Arnie's Jr. and a small pizza every Wednesday. That was like a once or twice a year. If I'm lucky, I got that luxury. Because my mom, see, Meatloaf never had a recipe for me. Meatloaf for me never had a recipe. Because when I went to culinary school, like, what's your meatloaf recipe? Where's that pizza left over? I ground it up to as a binder for the meatloaf. It was whatever was in the fridge was mixed with ground beef. It was never the same thing twice.
Yeah.
And now it's like, oh, this is my meatloaf recipe. I'm like, how can you have a meatloaf recipe? Meatloaf is meant to be taking anything in the fridge, stale bread, anything, grinding it up and adding it with eggs to the meatloaf and making a loaf out of it. Yeah, well, folks, we're not going to be able to get into the Premier League, but that's okay, because they're not even playing right now. And who knows? It might disband. Humanity might never come back.
That's how everybody's acting.
Yeah, like, folks, because the world might end, and so we might never have another conversation, so I just want to thank you all, and that's the way they're playing it, instead of like...
We love our friends and family.
We love it. We love everyone. We love our friends and family.
And who knows? Jesus could come back before. We love you. We'll see you in heaven.
Yeah. Remember, if you hear the trumpet sound, you know what's going on. I want to thank you all so much for tuning into the conversation. I hope you feel a part of this PayPal link, because I paid to do this every week. Thank you so much. If you want to donate, God bless you. I love you. And remember, with a firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Till next Tuesday, good night, all, and God bless you.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.